Hey, welcome back to another podcast of Edge Got In. Thank you for joining us today or this evening or whenever you're tuning into us. We're very excited to bring you another podcast entitled Jesus Was Interruptible. Are you? Jesus was interruptible. Are you? Dear Lord, you allowed yourself to be interrupted for the sake of healing, encouragement, love, teachable moments, and overall presence to those in need. Grant us the grace of the pause to stop in the midst of all our doing and accomplishing to make ourselves present to those divine appointments that allow you to be recognizable in our ability to listen, love, heal, and edify those people who crossed our path today. We give you permission to override our ego, those ego flare-ups, and ignite a desire within our hearts to surrender our entire agenda for the sake of one soul who perhaps needs a word of encouragement, an act of kindness, the gift of love on their journey. You put people above things, over your to-do list, and between your travel itinerary. Grant us the grace to do the same for the sake of salvation of souls, the one mission that unleashes eternity on earth. You were interruptible. Amen. Isn't that amazing? He was interruptible all the time.
It totally is, always.
There's actually 23 times, I counted 23 times in the book of Luke, where Jesus was in the midst of his travel itinerary, so to speak, and he was interrupted. And he responded with grace, presence, healing, and love. Yes. And our previous podcast was entitled Nothing Thrives in a State of War, Releasing the Power Struggle. And you learned specific scriptures and practices to help you step away from the power struggle. Because that when we're holding on to that power struggle and our positionality, it is very difficult to be interrupted by the voice of God.
Well, we don't hear it, right?
No.
We just don't even know it's his voice.
No.
But we do open ourselves up to hear the wrong voice.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually the voice that we usually hear is the voice of our need and our insatiable desire to be seen, acknowledged, recognized, approved of, to the point where we literally drowned out the voice of God.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned ego earlier. We also let our ego come into play listen to that. The desires of not necessarily, I mean, God says he will give us the desires of our hearts, but he also wants us not to be selfish and selfless in the things we ask for.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just taking a very common scene where Jesus just addresses and calls Martha out and simply says, Martha, 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 you are caught up in all of your doing and achieving. Hello. You're rushing around. Where are you going in such a hurry?
You're stepping on my toes.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you going in such a hurry? You are missing the opportunity to reflect and act upon what is truly important. Faith expressing itself through love. Love pauses. Love notices those in need. Love seeks out an opportunity to edify and encourage. It puts the needs of another above its own. Love allows itself to be interrupted for a greater good than the task at hand. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha was busy doing, and Jesus said, Mary chose what is better. And when we sit and listen and pause and allow ourselves to be interrupted, even when we're turning around and entertaining a negative thought form, love returns tenfold. Abundant joy and peace to those who allow themselves to be interrupted for the sake of more love. This is really interesting. We're in a society that is rushing around so busy. And I'm guilty of this, being a type A. We've forgotten our greatest and first love and our greatest source for joy and peace.
Yeah. It's interesting this whole concept of being interrupted and letting ourselves be. We're constantly in the state of being mindful. We have all this clutter in our head and we, don't stop. I can remember in a time when I was in a serious corporate gig and I was working all the time and I was there, but I wasn't present truly present in the moment. And I was not interruptible. I was just going with whatever was thrown at me. And I wasn't doing it as well because I wasn't mindful at the specific task I was just doing. And this whole concept, I missed out on some of the nice things with my family. I was there, but I wasn't present. And this whole thing of being interruptible, that happens with God. You know, sometimes we interrupt our daily prayer with God to say, oh, I'll put that off to later on today. No, stop now.
That's exactly it. Because
when people ask you to pray for them, pray for them then.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to be urgent about the things of God, it's amazing. Yes. And I've been totally guilty about this. And at times Jesus has crashed in and just simply said, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And I'm down here. I'm like, I'm working for you. Mm-hmm. I'm working for you.
Mm-hmm. you know, and also calling our friends out on it and our family out on it. It's important for us to fellowship with one another and say, hey, are you interruptible?
That's exactly it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. This is a behavior that mm-hmm. if we allow ourselves, truly allow ourselves to be interrupted. And there's two different components here that I think are important to address today. There's the component and the availability to be interrupted for God's work to love those around us. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, you know, and that flows from the bigger practice of allowing ourselves to be interrupted in the midst of our own thought forms, our judgments, our conclusions, our assumptions, our mind reading, our interior storytelling that often creates a very impoverished view of reality because we distort, delete, and generalize information that compromises the fuller picture in life that Jesus had on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. Mm-hmm. That prevents and blocks empathy, prevents and blocks the ability to make connections in the midst of differences. This is the kind of interruptibility that the Lord is calling us into. And are you up for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. Are we up for it? You know, and we should be. And the whole concept of the first point of love, if we love, we train ourselves and condition ourselves to let that interruption happen. Mm-hmm. Because if we truly love others, we're going to take time for others. If we truly love the Lord, we're going to take time for him. Mm-hmm. So it just opens up that state of openness that we're missing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've gone so far as to create specific barriers. I know I've done this to prevent interruptions. I'll put a sign on my door, do not interrupt. I'm recording a Bible study for Jesus Christ of Nazareth family. Do not interrupt me. And so, I mean, I'm playing this out because this is a very real thing that we've really gotten so attached to our to-do list that we've become deaf to be those interruptions of the Lord, which Jesus completely modeled for us when he walked the earth.
And how many times was he interrupted? The lady who touched the cloth, thousands of times. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that not only do we have to have that mindset, but others have to have it in a sense that are like our listeners, for instance, you know, say there's a distraction that happens among us in recording. Don't look for so much perfection in the recording. Look for perfection in the message, just like we should do them. You know, we should do others, you know, don't look for perfection. Look for the message because that is the true perfection, right? It's not the delivery necessarily. It's how, What love is in that delivery? You know, I always look at Moses, and you know, Moses wasn't the orator. His brother was a better speaker, and God chose him. He chooses those people that sometimes we wonder why, and we have to realize that it's not he interrupts people in different ways. And not
absolutely for different purposes. That's are you willing to make yourself available to the Lord to be interrupted today in the midst of your to-do list, in the midst of your accomplishments, in the midst of your important calls and your sense of doing rather than being? The practice of preventing interruptions is good. There is that practice of healthy boundaries. In fact, we have another Edge Got In podcast on setting healthy boundaries. So the practice of preventing interruptions is actually good until you start to put things, accomplishments in your to-do list above the opportunity to encourage or edify another human being in need that God's specifically placed in your path. And this really takes discernment, don't you think?
Oh, totally.
In terms of, just this is an art to be mastered. And this is an invitation to invite you in to master the art of being available for God to interrupt for a bigger purpose.
It takes the training and conditioning of the mind and the spirit and the soul. And the way you get that is through His word. Mm. You pray for those things. You pray for that ability to be, let me, Lord, be interrupted. Let me know when I should be interrupted. Let me know to take the time for others that need me. And I'll share a story. I had a friend that was actually in the midst of creating, he was going to kill himself. And I was a dear, dear friend of his. And he called me. And his voice just didn't sound right. And I was very busy. I did not want to be interrupted. I did not want to go see him that day. And something in my spirit, thank you, Jesus, said, go. He needs you. He didn't come out and say he was going to kill himself. I just could tell the Holy Spirit gave me the discernment that something was wrong. Went over there, and later on, he didn't share with me that night, but the next day he said, you know what? I was at the point of ending my life. I was at the point of stopping. And you stopped me from doing that by coming over. I said, no, let me clarify. I did not do this. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that gave me that discerning spirit that let me know that I needed to be interrupted and I needed to see my friend. And so I just say, listen and take the, just stop, pause, because you can save a life. And I always say, you know, you just never know what you're doing for others. Just a conversation with a person in a mall might change their disposition and what they're planning to do.
We were just having a discussion before we hopped on today's podcast, just with a recent suicide, about what's going on with that. What's up with that in terms of the suicides have been increasing. There's a book out there that's called Selfie that talks about the focus on self, which has led to increase in suicide. What is up with that? Mm-hmm. God has created us to receive from above. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That overflows into loving other people. When we engage in forgetting about self, then we are in the flow of receiving and giving. Mm-hmm. It's when we start to refocus on self, my agenda, my positionality, my judgments, my sense of success or lack of success, my pity party. Everybody loves a good pity party, and usually pity parties like to bring a lot of friends, not just fear, but doubt, self-doubt, worry, anxiety, comparison, jealousy, envy. Everything works out for anybody else, but not me. This focus on self is, it's really bringing to the front lines the invitation when Jesus said, hey, you want to follow me? Do you want to have life and have it to the fullest? Mm-hmm. The devil comes to kill and destroy. Let me give you a little invitation here. Forget about yourself.
Right.
And then you will find yourself. Mm-hmm. When less, it's John the Baptist's prayer, less of me, Lord, more of you. And so we know that we're self-absorbed when we get angry and frustrated when we get those interruptions. The key is, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you feel those frustrations and what do you do with it? Because what I heard you say is that you were frustrated. You did not want to be interrupted.
No.
And yet because you paused to listen and discern, God, do you want me to go?
Yes.
Is this mine? Is this mine or someone else's? Mm-hmm. Be very specific. And God is very specific. And you heard it was yours. So you got up and went.
And you don't hear unless you pause.
That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. To be still and to listen. And so when we reflect just on the book of Luke here, and this this study was taken from the book of Luke, and you'll be able to download the PDF of today's study as well. The book of Luke, Jesus was in the middle of his itinerary, point A to point B, and shazam, he was interrupted at least 23 times. And there's a few of them here. We're just going to popcorn back and forth and read a few of them here, just to give you a feel for what was going on. In Luke 2:41, at the festival of the Passover, Jesus stayed to learn and ask questions in his father's house. We're familiar with this story. His parents realize they're freaking out. He's younger. He's not with them. After 3 days, they finally find him. As a young boy, Jesus paused in the midst of a family trip to embrace the opportunity to listen, ask questions, learn, and teach. Wow. So what do we have next?
Second one, Luke 4:33-35. Jesus was teaching again in the synagogue when a man possessed by the foul spirit of a demon interrupted him with loud cries, yells at Jesus, "I know who you are." Jesus rebuked the demon after a fit, and the man was restored to his right mind. Jesus was not only teaching the way of God, he acted it out and was unattached to his preaching and teaching, which we need to learn to do. Mm. Be willing to be interrupted for the greater good. A powerful question to ask when interrupted: is this mine or someone else's? Sometimes an interruption is an opportunity to delegate to the point person of the need at hand, or remind the person of the resources that have to work through the issue and assess solution. Be willing to be used and remain curious.
And so that's really powerful what you mentioned in terms of be willing to be unattached to your preaching and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a powerful one, because
yes,
it's not our teaching and our preaching. This is God's teaching and preaching. It's very easy to be attached and to be numbers oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And God,
and also think it's my sermon.
Sure.
It's not your sermon. You had a discernment and a spirit of Jesus over you. The Holy Spirit came over you when you let that sermon out.
Right.
He gave that to you. Never forget.
It's an anointing. It's an anointing. In and of ourselves, we are nothing. So in Luke 4, continuing the journey, this is all in just one chapter here. So Jesus, this is a third time Jesus was interrupted. So he continues on his path, Luke 4:38-40. While visiting Simon Peter's house, Jesus heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law. "Hey, while you're here, I know that we're here to do this, but hey, would you mind doing this?" How many times has that happened? Instead of taking a moment to rest and retreat, Jesus is constantly called back into the mission of selfless love and healing of others. He was interruptible.
Luke 5:1-11. Jesus was teaching by the lake. He paused and went fishing with Peter. The result of that pause led to one of the most powerful leaders of the way, who was willing to surrender everything for the sake of preaching the gospel and the message, including his life.
Luke 5:12-14. In one of the towns Jesus was preaching, he encountered a man with leprosy. This is not the first time. In the other gospels as well, who asked Jesus to heal him. What did Jesus do? He was literally in one of the towns preaching. He stops. He pauses. There's so many times when the apostles are like, hey, tone it down, pipe down. He's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus overrode all of that. He paused. He was pausable. And he healed him. And the result, because of this one pause, the news about Jesus spread like wildfire. And huge crowds came to hear him and experience healing as a result of this.
Amen. Luke 5:17. As Jesus was teaching the Pharisees and teaching of the law, he was interrupted by men who lowered through the roof their paralyzed friend in front of him. Can you imagine, in the midst of an intense lecture or teaching, the keynote speaker being interrupted in midstream? I can't. It's amazing.
Are you kidding me? You're like, this is my message. I need to start, do, and stop. So we have so much to learn from how interruptible Jesus was.
There's countless ones here. It's just amazing.
And so we really encourage you guys to really download this information, because there are so many scriptures that back this up.
And be sure to blog us and talk to us, you guys. There's a lot out there to learn, and questions. And the way we spread the word of Jesus and to increase these Bible studies is to talk about them. Mm. You know, write us, ask us questions. We'll present it in the next calls, because there's some really good, this is a really good one about stopping in the pause.
And being interruptible too in your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I want to bring that in because so often we get so attached to a thought form, we will stay up all night trying to find a solution rather than allowing ourselves to be interrupted by grace and discernment.
Amen.
And the word of God to literally open up the scriptures. I think that's where Satan has a huge heyday is in resistance.
Yes.
Going straight to God, opening up the scriptures and praying for discernment. What would you have me do? Help me, Lord. I'm sinking.
Help me. Yes.
And so we shift to, in all of our studies, we kind of follow an educational flow in andragogy, which is effectiveness in adult education. We basically learn something. So here we learned about how Jesus was interruptible. We learned about and reflected upon the ways that he allowed himself to be interruptible. Then we moved to, and you'll see this in the download, identifying and adjusting specific areas in our life where we grip onto our agenda so tightly that we're unable to tune into the needs and perspectives of those around us. Mm-hmm. Also, we are uninterruptible because we're so caught up in a mind reading situation. I know they don't like me. I know they didn't project these negative stories into our lives. And we're speaking death into our lives. Mm-hmm. Again, coming back to a few important questions for reflection to identify and adjust. One, do you feel frustrated when people interrupt you with a need that from the eternal perspective is bigger than the task at hand? For example, you're working on your computer. Your child needs help with a question on homework. You say that you'll be right there, but then you go for a half an hour working on your computer. Or your spouse, or you say, hey, dinner's ready. Spouse says, hey, I'll be up in 10 minutes. And an hour later walks up. Oh, I'm sorry. I got caught up in something else. Are you interruptible for the things that align with your values? Mm-hmm. What do you value most? And does your behavior back up what you value most? And are you interruptible to honor what you value most? So what else do we have here in identifying and adjusting?
Have you ever been interrupted while resting or experiencing resentment or anger? Consider Jesus' intense schedule. Wow. Tell me about it. Packed with healing after healing, keynote presentation, teaching on the kingdom of God, one after another. He was interrupted, even though he had a huge agenda, much bigger than ours. And it never ends.
Mm. And he always paused hear. Mm-hmm. So when have you paused for the sake of another in need? And the result ended up edifying you more than the person you helped. For example, you stop to help someone who has just dumped their purse upside down by accident as they are rushing to catch a flight. You stop and help. The result? The hurried mom of three young children made her flight with the kids, which allowed them to be at the bedside of her grandparent who was about to transition into Jesus' arms. God is the best multi-level marketer I've ever seen when it comes to random acts of kindness. You have no idea how something that feels trivial for you, oh, I just helped her clean her purse up so she could make her flight. The ramifications and the ripple effect. So,
and I will say those things that you do for others are much more rewarding than anything you can do for yourself.
Oh, that's our greatest joy.
Greatest joy.
What is your give back project today? And be very intentional to being attentive. Is this it, Lord? Is this my give back project? Maybe it'll be more than one. But just even having that attentiveness, dear God, what is my give back project today? You know, we've all, perhaps many of us have gone on mission trips, you know, and set aside a full week. We've dedicated, it's easier actually to do that because we've blocked off the time, we've taken off of work, we've given the auto reply on our emails, and here we are serving. Yay, for a full week. Then we jump back into life. So what I invite listeners to explore today is, what if you were to look for mini retreats as well as mini give back service projects every day to literally make your world a mission trip? Mm-hmm. What are you commissioning me to do today? And what is my give back project? Help me not to be so tied up in my to-do list that I'm not available to be interrupted.
And many times we think it has to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, because you put it off. Again, you're not interruptible because you're putting it off. Oh, I'm going to wait till Christmas to give it the missions. You know, I have canned goods right now upstairs that I'm going to take and give to the food shelters because I don't eat canned goods. Mm-hmm. They've been up there for months, years.
Keep a bunch. Go to the store and keep a bunch of socks in your car and bottled water.
Yes.
And when you walk by and you see somebody that's in need, just know homeless people. That's one of the biggest things they need is new socks. Mm-hmm. Give them some water.
Amen.
So when we're shifting to maintaining, so we've identified and adjusted with a couple of questions. Now we move to maintaining. How do I pull this through and make this doable in our lives? There's a few more questions to consider under this section. And the first one is this. Do your actions align with what you value most, what we mentioned before? Do you value kindness? Do you value family? Do you value being an ambassador for Christ? Write down your top five values and just observe you throughout the week and to see how your behaviors honor supporting your expansion with your values, meaning your behavior aligns with what you value most and you're interruptible for those things that you value most very quickly. What else do we have under me?
The second one is ask for grace to be attentive to the divine interruptions that God puts in your way and offer an opportunity to glorify God and express love in action. This is literally, as I get older, people have come back into my life and shared with me stories of how I've touched them and I never even knew I did. Mm. And that's why I'm saying
random acts of kindness.
You don't know when you've made someone do it, but feel better, but just do it. Because I tell you that, and you know what? God didn't tell me then that I did it. He told me years later, which is when I probably needed it. Mm. I needed to hear that. Because sometimes we don't value ourselves and we think that we don't make enough interruptions, but when in fact we have made a lot, and God sends those to you and says, you know, here, the person to you to say, you were interrupted one day, Estella. I'll share one more story. There was this one gentleman that I grew up with, and he was a very dark complected, and I may have shared this before, very dark complected guy. And he had a low self-esteem because at that time, you know, people were either you were light or, you know, being dark sometimes had you were condemned because of that. So I'm playing as I usually do, Miss Happy Go Lucky Estella, and I walk over to him. I said, "You know, you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your skin is just beautiful. You know, really dark and pretty." Mm. I made a difference in that life. This guy shared with me 25 years later. Never knew it. So that's
another example. So cool.
Yes, it's another example.
That is, and
you know,
so
what?
Cool.
I needed it because at that day before, I was saying, "God, I really haven't had much of a purpose. I'm not doing a whole lot like I should. And, you know, all I've done is work." And I needed to hear that. So not only, and I told him, you know what, out of everything I've done, one of the best blessing I've gotten in years to hear that. So be interruptible. Ask for God's intervention. And now my prayer is, God, let me be interruptible. Let me know when I can help somebody. Perhaps it's a simple reminder of something or a creative solution. But let me do whatever I do, edify you and what you have for me, whatever the gifts are and talents.
Amen to that. You know, there's a song out there, and I've got to catch the artist and the title because I love it. Every time I hear it. It's, you know, we've heard, hey, think big, think out of the box, think big. Mother Teresa said something, we can do no great things, only small things with great love. And this song kind of reminds me of that. It basically says, think small. What is a small random act of kindness, dear God, that can be my give back project so that I can make my day reflective of a mission to be your ambassador for your agenda to come through me, not my agenda to come through me. So another area of maintaining is simply highlight your top three scriptures. I encourage you to download and print out the printout that goes along with this podcast and highlight the top three scripture references from today's study and meditate on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about those scriptures. Ask how specifically you can shift from being achievement-oriented to people-oriented. For the sake of salvation of souls and making God recognizable to people who interrupt you on your way.
Yes. Too often busyness is linked to worth and value, which results in not that at all. Then I will be enough. Then I will feel successful. Then I will feel safe and secure. As Jesus said, you fool, this very night, your life will be demanded of you. Who then will enjoy what you have accomplished? Stay awake. Keep a watchful eye. Be attentive to the opportunities Jesus will flip in front of you today for the purpose of interrupting your plans to make room for his.
So which game are you playing? The eternal or the finite game of life? The eternal game is God-focused and other people-focused. The eternal game of life offers many opportunities for learning and growth through a variety of interruptions and pauses to create godly character for an ultimate good on earth far beyond ourselves. The finite game is self-oriented. This is the selfie. Focus on me, my agenda, my wants, my judgments, my positionality, my need to be heard, understood, liked, right. The finite game is self-oriented, fast and furious. It's pushy, demanding, insecure, with very little patience and a lot of frustration due to the inconvenience of being slowed down by interruptions. Mm-hmm. The choice is yours.
Yes.
My sweet brothers and sisters in Christ, and will make all the difference in the outcome you experienced. Mm-hmm. Be interruptible for those tasks that make God recognizable in this world.
Amen.
Dear God, fill us with attentiveness to your plans over ours. Help us to release our grip on our own agenda to make room for yours. You allowed yourself to be available to those in need, and as a result, the words you spoke spread like wildfire across the land. Help us to love, listen, and respond with godly character that gives witness to our choice of position to be your ambassador. Make your appeal through us. Interrupt our day to make you recognizable in the people around us. Make your appeal for love and healing through our ability to pause and respond to your voice. Give us eyes to see so that we can see everything that we've been missing because of our big, bright, and shiny to-do list. We want to be interruptible for the sake of salvation of souls, and we give you permission to override us when we become so attached to our agenda, to-do lists, and positionalities that we refuse to pause and hear the small voice behind us saying, this is the way, this is yours, pick this up, take it, and go in my name. We pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Give them heaven out there.
Give them heaven, you guys.
Give them heaven and outshine the darkness. Surround yourself with people who make you a better person in life. Thank you for joining us at Edge God In. Visit us at edgegodin.com, and please download the PDF that goes along with this and thoughtfully and reflectively memorize the scriptures that light up for you.
Yeah, and share. Thank you, guys.
Be interruptible. God bless you today. Enjoy your gift of life.
Amen.